than a shinui. Because a shinui, let's say in that case, would be you normally carry it in your pocket. So you go ahead and you take it and you put it underneath your yarmulke under your hat. That is a shinui. Which, by the way, is one of the best advices that we can give to someone, let's say, who has to walk to shul and there is no error, and has to have medicine. Not in shul, but on the way to shul. He needs his nitroglycerin, because he's got to walk up a little incline. And he's out of breath, and he has a heart condition. So if he goes ahead and takes, instead of carrying in his pocket, you tell him to take the little bottle, the little vial of nitroglycerin, and simply put it under his hat.
And go and walk.
And walk. You'll need it, so you go ahead and take it and use it. But you're carrying it with such a derech shinui, that isn't the way that the melacha is nases. That isn't the way you do the melacha.
You don't care.
So you are potter from any kind.
So you're not chayev.
You are not chayev at all in this. Okay, you don't do it.
Don't
again, it's also to go ahead and do it, because in Cain is botla teres lamet test melachos. There isn't going to be a lamet. There isn't ever going to be a melacha of hotzal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's never going to be that.
Yeah, but
in
also
such a
by
case,
potu.
Well, that's it.
It's also as a point by potu, because you are potu because it's not.
It's not kit, and there's a shiva.
There's a shiva.
Okay.
And
you have a whole list of rules. A malacha has to qualify, if I'm not mistaken, has to qualify in six things. Number one, has to be a malachas machshavas. Has to be a constructive act. You go over and you break a window, just stomp. It's a malacha. But it's not malachas machshavas, so there's no oynish. Shinui is the second way. Kilaach hayad, doing it in the most unnatural way possible. And kilaach hayad, to show you very clearly, is one of the ways. Let's say your wife is going into labor and you have to call the doctor to get to the hospital. So what you go ahead and do, in order to call. Let's say you have buttons on the phone and they light up. So if both of you pick up the receiver at the same time, okay, which is the most unnatural way of picking up the receiver, then you don't have that issur anymore. That is another way. There are four ways. Al yedei goy, all right? Al yedei katan, but not your son. Someone else's katan, because son is an extension of you. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
Your next door neighbor's son has no chiyuv to listen to you. You see, your son is nothing more than an extension of your volition. So that's the second way.
Mm-hmm.
And the third way is Ayyadei Shinui itself. Okay? Ayyadei Shinui. You can go ahead, and if you don't go ahead, let's say, and the two of you pick it up. Instead of picking it up with your five fingers, knock it off with your elbow.
Die with your foot.
I doubt that you can die with your foot, but you certainly can pick up. You certainly can pick up a piece of muktzah like a pencil or a pen and dial it with a pencil or a pen. I say it's muktzah. You see, it's muktzah litzorech gufa, when you need it in and of itself, is no longer muktzah.
So with a pencil,
you have called into question all of Hilchos Shabbos in one shot. Okay, so let's get back. Let's get back here. All right? Now, ask the Gemara, V'dilma sova lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, in this machlokas about the tefillin, and remember the machlokas only had to do with chadoshos and yishonos, right? Maybe we can say that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, V'dilma sova lo k'Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Noshim Samchos Rishus. Maybe we can learn that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir hold that Noshim can do a mitzvah when it is optional, and that is the reason that a woman can go ahead and pick up those tefillin and put it on, that it is truly a mitzvah saseh shehazman gromo tefillin, and you don't have to put it on Shabbos, but the woman went ahead and felt it was optional. Lo salkadata, don't even begin to think that way. Delo Rabbi Meir sovalak Rabbi Yossi. You cannot say that Rabbi Meir held in this matter like Rabbi Yossi, And not only that, velo Rabbi Yehuda sava laka Rabbi Yossi. And I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi either. Here are the proofs. First of all, I said lo Rabbi Meir sava laka Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi that women, if they want to do a mitzvah optionally, they may do it b'tanan, because it is based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says ein ma'akfin es atinokos milizkoa. A kid, your son, Lorn, picks up, your Shmuel picks up, when he's a child, he picks up a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to blow it, you don't stop them, and you let them blow to their heart's content. Honoshim, but women, is ma'akfin, you stop them. Why should you stop women? Okay? Take a look at Rashi.
Noshim, you don't allow.
Noshim on Rosh Hashanah, you don't allow to go blow. Why? It's afagav delo chilul yom tovu, even though blowing shofar is not chilul yom tov. Kidetana devei Shmuel, because we learned this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and here's the quote. And the quote is the important part. The end is the important part. Yotzot ki shofar, we're coming in the midst of a statement here. That Tkiyah Shofar is different, the Rediyas HaPas is different, Shehi Chochma, that even though you're sounding a shofar and it looks like you're playing a horn, okay, which would be a malacha, Lahashmiya Kol, to produce sounds, not true. Tkiyah Shofar is a Chochma, Ve'ena Malacha. We learn in Rosh Hashanah that it is a skill, but it is not within the realm of malacha. Nihu, but for women, to go ahead and do it on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not a malacha, is Niros Kimosifos. It would seem as if it's Baal Tosif, as if they want to show that they are doing the mitzvah, and they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Why? Because it's mitzvah saseh, shazman gromo. And here we learn that ein ma'akvin es ha-tinokos. Tinokos you don't stop, but women you do stop. So you can't say that when a woman wants to go ahead and do a mitzvah optionally, that she'll go ahead and do an optional mitzvah. Wait a minute, and this is Rav Meir. Alright? Ustam masnisin Rav Meir. Okay? There's no one in this Mishnah who is accused or identified as being the machaber of this din. So we have to say that Stam Masnissen is Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir's din.
What did Rav Meir's wife
say? Okay. Rav Meir's wife had a lot to say about it. Rav Meir's wife had a lot to say about it.
She wants to
know.
Let me answer. Based on this, on Rashi, and the Gemara, how can we hold by the quote, the chumras the Nashim have taken upon themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To hear Tkiya Shofar.
Mm-hmm.
Either they have the chiyuv to hear or they don't have the chiyuv to hear.
Right, well, we're in the midst of this.
They've got
we're going to be learning this for the next 2 months, till Pesach. This is the whole sugya. We're going into. We have to finish the Gemara here,
which
is just another couple of lines. I have to then hit you with a Tosfos about the Bracha, a famous Tosfos about Bracha, which will get us right into the Machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand and Rabbi Nutam on the other hand, Ashkenaz and Sfarim, and then we're in the midst of this, and we have to continue until we exhaust all of those mitzvahs.
Okay?
V'lo Rabbi Yehuda sovav lo k'Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi either, because I can prove it to you. Titanya, we learned in yet another braisa, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'somach. We learned this braisa already. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, talk to b'nei Yisrael, v'somach es yodol. You go ahead, when you want to bring a korban, you have to do smicha, you have to put your hands on it. Alright? B'nei Yisrael somchim. From this we learn that B'nei Yisrael male somchim, ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. Okay, now watch carefully. Rabbi Yosef ve'Rab Shimon omrim is noshim somchos v'shus. Now that's the end of the braisa. Rabbi Yosef and Rab Shimon disagree and say that even though it says B'nei Yisrael, we don't learn like the first opinion in the braisa, and we say that Noshim Somchos Rishus, Noshim have the privilege of doing it optionally if they want. Now, what we just learned in this Braisa is a Braisa on a Pasuk. And it's a Pasuk, Daber El B'nei Yisrael. And if you want to find the original source of this Braisa, it is not on this page in the Gemara. Okay? It is in a Medrash Halacha that was written by Tanoim called Sifra, which is a Medrash and Vayikra. Ustam Sifra Mani, and when you open up the Sifra, which you can find, by the way, in the Malbim's Chumash, he always prints the Medrash Halacha. On Shmos Vayikra Bamidbar and Devarim, Stam Sifra, when the Sifra says a Halacha in the name of Tanoim and doesn't identify it, Stam Sifra Mani, who is it? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So we have proof here that in this Sifra, which has the weight of a Brisa, okay? Now that's a Chiddush that you have to learn. Whenever you open up a Sifra, or Rashi quotes a Mechilta, or a Sifra, or a Sifrei, depending on what book it is, you are talking about a Brisa. You are talking about Tanoim. It's the same as a Brisa anywhere else.
Yeah, the Tanoim wrote it.
Tanoim wrote it, and if it's on the Pasuk, and it's in Sifra, Stam Sifra Mani, who is that? Torah's Kohanim is Rabbi Yehuda.
One problem with that, what you just said is a general rule, and you also have told us many times that every rule has an exception. Here we're talking about one particular case of the many brises in the Sifra. How can you take one case and say, because of the general rule that whenever it's, you know, no author mentioned that, it must be Rabbi Yehuda, how do you apply to this single case? That may be the exception.
You got the cart before the horse. Because whenever I look at a Sifra,
in general,
whenever I look at a Sifra, always,
no exceptions.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in
you
Sifra.
You said every rule has whatever, an exception.
So, but this is not the exception. I'm going on Rov. The Sifra has a chazaka, an assumption that if you don't know who is saying it, you are probably right. And we're talking about in the 90 percentiles, maybe more, in the high 90th percentile. If you identify it with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and if you find something in a Sifra, in Torah's Kohanim, that somehow contradicts a Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere, then you have to ask yourself either two questions. Number one, is it the same Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about? And if it is, number two, where do I find a perish that will, shtel ayin, that will rectify and adjust, align this with that? Because unless there's a tiyufta, unless Rabbi Yehuda contradicted himself, okay. But I have to go on that chazaka.
But some sifra it actually points out who wrote it, correct?
Well, right here in this piece sifra that we learned, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'somach.
Right.
I turn the page. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'somach. Right. So we see b'nei Yisrael somchim ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. Who said that? Rabbi Yossi, who said that? Stam. Then, immediately after, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Noshim, Somchos, Rishus. There's a machlokis on this, right here.
Right.
But, if it's not Rabbi Yehuda, so the Sifra will go ahead and tell you who it is. Whether it's a Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Yishmael, or whatever, it'll be identified.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not identified, and there's a drasha, there is a perish on a pasuk, and it appears in Sifra, you have to assume it's Rabbi Yehuda. Nope, if that's Rabbi Yehuda, then he gives you no room for reshus, that women have no reshus to go ahead and put on tefillin, let's say, or some chos reshus and so on.
So who gives him? Rabbi Yossi gives him reshus.
Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that is Shitas
Rabbi Yossi. We also said it before, the same thing, Rabbi Yossi.
Alright, they're saying all the way through.
Give us some
now, if you just want to take, if you want to take a look, just for a moment, we're not only just to touch on it, take a look at a Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches for a moment, because I want to try to get back, please, to Tosfos here and see what the story is. You're not in the first volume. Take that. You have Vav here. Take an Aleph here. Take Lamed Ches. Simen Lamed Ches. Just on Tefillin. Mihem chayavim betfilin. Who is chayav? All right.
Zachar mihem chayavim chayavos.
When they say chole me'ayim, that means somebody's got a shilshul. It's chole me'ayim.
Stomach virus. And obviously shilshul. Okay. Halacha Gimel, five lines. Halacha Gimel, five lines into the siman. Noshim va'avodim peturim mitfilin. Got it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Paturim mitfilin. What is the reason? Mipnei shehu mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Hey gimel hey, hago is the ramah. V'im hanashim rotzin lahachmir al atzman. Okay? Noshim sonkos v'shus. Okay? In this case, mochim biyodom, says the ramah. Now, this is open to a tremendous... We'll see it yet.
Which
means that you protest and you don't let them. Which calls into question the two girsahs. Okay? Are we going according to the girsa of the Bavli, where lo michu chachamim? Mm-hmm. Obviously not. That the Ramah is going ahead and being machmir and saying that there is another girsa of the psikta. Now we will come back to this. Except for one thing, please quickly look into the Mishnah Berurah, all the way down, Yud Gimel, two lines from the end of Mishnah Berurah. Why do you protest? Okay? Ipnei shetzrichin guf naki. Because one of the requirements of tefillin is that there be a guf naki. V'noshin ein zrizos lehizoher. And not that women are a bunch of filthy slobs. Women have great personal difficulty, according to this, and this is the first recorded in the 1600s, that women have an inherent problem of nikayon, of cleanliness, of both odor and stain, especially when they have their period. You know, it isn't like the 20th century today, where feminine hygiene is a science that is completely, you know, completely different when it was all the time.
Why does he use the word zeriz?
They have to be, what do you want to use?
Well, I mean, that implies that they don't try or make the effort to be...
It's an impossibility. Okay? 7 days, 8 days, 6 days, 4 days, 5 days. They have constant menstrual flow, and when they are menstruant, it's just impossible. It is known that women secluded themselves all the time, such as not leaving the house, such as not coming to shul, because of their menstrual cycle, because all of a sudden they're walking out and their whole dress is red, bloody red. So that here is the reason. Needless to say, if our deliberations here were to be heard by the NOW, the National Association of Women, they would destroy us and not the tape. They would use it as prima facie evidence, which is not the case. When we get to Lamed Ches, I will open up all the shittas for you, and we'll see what's what. But here you're only looking at the Mishnah Berurah. Before that, however, we've got to solve another fascinating problem. We have this machlokas. Noshim noshim somchos v'shus, and noshim lo somchos.
How are we allowed to daven, by the way?
Who's allowed to daven?
A woman.
Enoch and Adam, look good. But that has nothing to do with man. You see? Our theme is man. Surely you'll have to get me to comment on it. But there are no two ways about it. You see how the Ramah got into it. That it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gromo, says the Mechaber. Correct? Even so, women may take, if we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that noshim somchos v'shus, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can take on a mitzvah that you're not required to do.
Right.
However, here comes the Ramah and Rishonim and Achronim and say, but there's an extraneous reason, there's a tangential reason why you're going to stop them from doing this particular mitzvah.
Well,
okay, because of guf noki that is necessary, that is essential.
But even if there was no zman issue in here, they had a mitzvah to do it. If they were dirty, they can't do it.
I got you. But I only am interested in it because it says mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Noshim be mitzvahs. You want to take women and how they plug into all mitzvahs. Thursday night, Tuesday night, Monday night. I'm ready to start tomorrow night if you want. Understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No problem. Don't need any preparation. Okay? Take the Tosfos. The Tosfos that begins... The Tosfos that begins on the bottom of Psadi Vav Amar Aleph, Dilma Sovar Lo Kerabi Yossi De'oman Noshim Somchos Rishus. Alright? The problem that Tosfos has to deal with is a very simple one. If you are potter from a mitzvah, I understand, you're potter. What if you are machmir and you do want to do the mitzvah? There is a technical problem that you have. You don't have to do the mitzvah, but you want to do the mitzvah. How can you say the bracha asher kidshonu b'mitzvasov v'tzivonu? How can you say it? It's a sheker. There's no tzivui. No one is binding you to do something. There's no tzivui.
Where do you learn to make a bracha?
So, can you make a bracha over there? Now, all of the... So, as long as we're talking about mitzvah saseh shazman grama, then let's start from the back of the Shulchan Aruch and go forward. Mikra Megillah, Neros Chanukah, Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog. Okay? Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyah Shofar, every single one, Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, Pesach, the Seder. If any of these mitzvahs you're not required to do, should you or shouldn't you say a bracha? Here's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, basically. The Rambam, I'll tell you, although we'll have to see, the Rambam clearly says, in two places, that they are not allowed to do it.
Rabbi,
you shouldn't
make a walk.
Rabbi, can you say something about other confos? You certainly don't have to wear them.
Who doesn't?
This is a completely extraneous beged. It's not a beged that you need to wear. And it's not, you know, no other beged I wear requires tzitzis on it.
It's machlokas the Rambam and the Rosh.
You told me not to say it on
the... Yeah, it's machlokas the Rambam and the Rosh. Okay? And as a result of that machlokas, there are some who will not make a bracha on Arba Kamfas when they are immediately putting on the Talus Godel, mm-hmm. where there is no machlokas. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now let's just take
another people don't make a bracha on Talus Godel.
Okay? Because of that.
Not only that, they say if the Talus Godel is not... It's the size that you should wear. Some people are a small telescope.
For sure.
Huh?
For sure you're not going to...
And for sure you're not going to... I mean...
Alright, but even if you
wear... 18 inches.
Let's take a look at Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Gimel. Rambam, no. You don't have it. Let me... It's a short one. I'm sorry, I don't have all the text here, but it's a very short one and very easy to be able to get. Perek Gimel Halacha Tes. Noshim Avodim Uketanim is Peturim min Hatzitzis min HaTorah. Okay? The Noshim va'avodim sherotzu lihisatef betzitzis is misatfim, you can go ahead. Noshim va'avodim can put it on. U'misatfim below bracha. V'chein she'ar mitzvah saseh she'noshim peturas mehem. Same thing like all the other mitzvah saseh, that a woman is exempt from doing. Im ratzula asososon, if she wanted to go ahead and do it, is below bracha. As long as it's without a bracha, ein memachin biyodom. You don't protest, but it's without a bracha.
It's reshus.
And if you put in asher kitshonu b'mitzvasov v'tzivonu, let's continue in the derech of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that a bracha she'ein atzricha, if you make a bracha that was not needed, it is an isur d'oraisa. You are over an isur d'oraisa, which is. Losisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashol. That you said the Shem Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Ado and Noi in the bracha, and also Elo and Kenu over there. You said it Shalot Sricho without any need. And therefore, you're over in Avera. So here, on the one hand, you are going ahead and you are doing a mitzvah because you want to be machmir. It's a mitzvah above Avera. And the attendant thing is the bracha. You go ahead and you say, Asher Kitchon, and you know a bracha is a bracha only when it has Shem and Malchus, that you use Shem Hashem over there. Said below bracha.
Rabbi. Because it's bracha v'atorah.
Rambam
specifically doesn't say anything about Ketanim.
No, he does. I skipped it.
But it's Chida. We know Ketanim is Chida.
So,
okay. How come you don't say the same thing for Avodim?
Because Avodim and Noshim have the same requirements.
Star Shechar, because he's an Ivri, and he's Chayev then.
But then he'll learn afterwards like a Ger.
So the Rambam feels the same way on Lulav and Esrog, the same way?
Throughout. Here, in Tzitzis is where he writes it as the Yisod, and he said, V'chein kol ha-mitzvos. He said it openly. V'chein kol ha-mitzvos. He repeats it there in Lulav.
Yes. Even matzis in a Pesach.
Oh no. Oh no. Matzis chiyuv because af hein hoyu ba'os anes. There they're mechuyuv. So there you have to say Asher
Kitchener.
Chanukah af hein hoyu ba'os anes. Migilas Esther af hein hoyu ba'os anes. That's Gemara Megillah. Daf Yudalid on the Aleph. That you can't get away with that. But it says there.
But Sukkah, if you're sitting in Sukkah.
Sukkah? No bracha for the Rambam.
No bracha for the Rambam.
Esther Ganula? No bracha for the Rambam. No bracha for the Rambam. No, sir. Sitzis, no bracha for the Rambam. That's
it. But you could wear it.
A woman can wear a talis, but she's not going to make it.
Rabbi, Sukkah is echad tis Mitzrayim.
But it's not as much Shaloyo, but Shaloyo was
on it. Women didn't come out of Mitzrayim also.
So is Shabbos Zechem, it's Yas Mitzrayim. Okay?
Okay?
And so is Tefillin Zechem, it's Yas Mitzrayim.
Everything is Zechem.
Okay? All the mitzvahs are Zechem, it's Yas Mitzrayim. All the mitzvahs. Okay?
All right.
But the mitzvahs of Zman Grama that are Zechem, it's Yas Mitzrayim, is nothing but to us.
This is the Rambam Shite. The Ashkenazi Shite. Who did it go by?
Let's go to Tosfos. Go into the Tosfos. Dilma Soma Lo Rabbi Yossi Da Omer Noshim Sofas Vishus. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
I'm sorry. Where are you reading?
From this Gemara that we just finished.
Dilma Soma.
Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with the Rambam. Is the mutal enoshim levarich al kol mitzvos asei shazman groma. A woman can say the brachas af al gav di peturos, even though they are potter. Now, from where does he pick this up? Kimo Michal Bashol. He says he infers this from Michal Bashol. In other words, he learns that the ikur girsa is like here, that lo michu bo chachomim, that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Chachomim didn't protest when she took it on because she was able to go ahead and and be machmer on herself and do it. And says Rabbeinu Tam that if she's already doing the mitzvah, that if she's doing the mitzvah, she'll do it properly. And if part of the mitzvah is what? Is to say a bracha, she would have said a bracha.
Who said that?
Huh?
I thought
you said a bracha. No. He's inferring it. That if Michal Bas Shaul was doing the mitzvah and being machmer on herself, and lo michu bo chachomim, and chachomim said, this gal has all her wits about her to be able to do the mitzvah properly, then we have to assume that every step in the mitzvah was done properly. And if there is a part of a mitzvah, is hineni muchonim mezumah, okay? It is the kavona, the direction of mind, which is nothing more than what the bracha accomplishes. Okay? Bracha is nothing more than hineni muchonim mezumah. I'm ready to do a mitzvah. She would have said it also. It is logical to assume that she would have said it. That's all. It's logical to assume.
It's logical to assume that she would do what women would.
Sure. Look, excuse me. Brochas were... Michal Basho lived before Anshei Knesset HaGdola.
Fine.
Correct? So there were no brochas then. Who made all the brochas? Kol brochas were made up by Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So you have to be medayik in the Lashon of the Tosfos. You have to understand exactly what Tosfos is saying. That if you're already doing a mitzvah and you're taking upon yourself the chumrah, you would do it in all of its klaleho, uproteho, v'diktukeho, in all of its details. And bracha today is part of the mitzvah. Therefore, women can say a bracha also. If they can do the mitzvah, they have to say the bracha.
I can say something in Mareches. You just said that the bracha was made after
it does, because it doesn't mean that. The mistama gam mivareches mistama gam mivareches means that if there were brachas to have to have been said,
right, she would have said it.
Michal Bashol would have said it.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, there wasn't a fixed bracha, maybe.
Yeah, that's all. Okay.
It's made up.
That's all. Afogav says Tosfos. Even though, as we just learned, the Rav Meir of Rav Yehuda pligi alei, have Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda disagree? Kidu Oma b'samuch, like what we just learned on the next page of the Gemara. Okay, that women. What did Rav Meir? What did we say that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda held? That women don't have a right to assume noshim lo samchos rishus. They don't have a rishus to go ahead and do a mitzvah optionally. Remember, says Tosfos, Kaim Malon, the halacha is Karabiosi, Lagabe Tarvayu. when Rabbi Yossi disagrees with, on the one hand, with Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand, okay, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. That's it. Even though this stam masnisin that an anonymous mishnah, like what we had here, the ein ma'akvinis atinokos miliskoa is the loka Rabbi Yossi. We learned the mishnah that women are what? Are restrained from blowing shofar. Okay, you remember the mishnah?
Correct.
That children we do not restrain on Rosh Hashanah from blowing shofar, okay. But women we do restrain. The mashma honoshim ma'akvin ki de'oma besomuch. Which comes to teach us, you know, that you do stop a woman from doing a mitzvah she's not required to do, is afilu hochi. Even so, even if you want to ask, says Tosfos, Amar Rabbeinu Tam from this, even so, ma'aser rav, such a blatant action that was so public and so known, the world knew it. People magazine of the day had her picture on it where she was davening with tefillin on. The New York Times Sunday magazine had Yonah's wife over there standing at the Kotel. Everyone knew about it. This is what it means, Maaser Rav. It was so public and so blatantly known, like what? The Michal Bashov, the Ishto Shel Yonah. Okay? And not only that, and Lo Michu Bo Chachomim, then what can you assume? That the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Noshim Somchos Rishus. And everyone allowed it, and there are no two ways about it. Furthermore, there's more proof. The Uvda the Parakein Darshan. What about the Gemara in Chagiga, which talks about this whole, which is the origin of this machlokas of whether women can do smichas korbonos or not? You know what? You know what the Gemara concludes over there? The heviyanuhu leezras noshim, that we would bring the korban shlomim, the korban Chagiga, to the wives in the Ezra's Noshin who were there in Yerushalayim for what reason? Kidei la'asos lahem nachas ruach, so that they'd be able to be part of the korban that their husband is doing in the other section of the Beis HaMikdash. But before the rest of the korban, which had to be done by men, was accomplished and executed, so they would go to show that the women are part of the Simchas Yom Tov and part of this korban, and they bring it over, and if they wanted to, the women on her behemoth, on Somchin, can go ahead. La'asos lahem nachas ruach, to be able to make them part and show them the serenity and the nachas of Yom Tov, that they are part of it. Now here, so here Tosfos says, sorry, even though you have one mishnah over there that you'll try to say, oh no, you stopped women, and you'll bring me the psikta that they stopped them, and you'll bring me the Yerushalmi that they stopped them. Sorry, there is so much evidence on the other hand that in Bavli we learned that Michal can go ahead and put on tefillin, and that the Eishes Yonah did come to the Beis HaMikdash, and not only that, the Korbanos Noshim Somchos, the Gemara openly says that we used to go ahead and involve the women in this. You want more proof? Okay? That even though you are potter from a mitzvah, you may take it on and do it? V'od. Hey, V'raya, there is also proof further. From an interesting Gemara, Mihod de Omar Rabbi Yosef, the Perek HaChovel. In Baba Kama is reported, as elsewhere, I think in Kiddushin, and several other places, that Rabbi Yosef was blind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a whole Gemara in Masechus Baba Kama. If you are blind, you technically are potter from mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, certainly. And by extension of darshaning psukim, of looking at psukim, maybe all mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yosef was caught...
Mitzvah say.
Okay. Listen. Alright. Meikara. So it says over there, and this is only a short statement of a long Gemara. Originally, Rabbi Yosef says, Manda omali halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. When I learned that the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda exempt anyone who was a sumah, who was blind, from doing mitzvah saseh, alright, is avidna yom tov la rabbanon. I used to make a yom tov, a seudas mitzvah for chazal. You know why? Out of the simcha out of the simcha that I, Rabbi Yosef, even though I was potter by Rabbi Yehuda's standards, and everyone held from the drosh of Rabbi Yehuda, the lo mafkadna, that I have no tzivui, I have no imperative to do mitzvahs, v'avidna, and nonetheless I do it out of the goodness of my heart. You do it out of the goodness of your heart. If you're potter, Rabbi Yosef, because you are blind, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, you say that what suma, one who is blind, is potter mikol hamitzvah shebatorah, mikol hamitzvah shebatorah, mikol, that's what he says, all the mitzvahs. Okay? If that's the case, what should you do? You should stop me from doing it. No, adarabba, Rabbi Yosef did it. And the Gemara works out there that it's a very interesting thing. That what do you mean you're potter mikol hamitzvahs? Elamah, Gemara says, is Godol Hametzuva v'Yosef, Mishu Eino Metzuva v'Yosef. So just a minute. Midaraisa, if you are not blind, you have to do the mitzvahs and you get skar. You are blind, you are potter from the mitzvahs, but Rabbanon insisted that you do it as an Eino Metzuva v'Yosef, as a voluntary basis, and you have less skar. So Rabbi Yosef said, I'm happy for that also. I am happy for that because I thought that I'd be potter and I couldn't get any schar. Now that I am doing it and still getting schar, it may be a lesser schar, but at least I'm getting something.
Why not Baltosif?
Okay, why not Baltosif? Because of this chiddush that we just quoted. Godol hametzuve v'oseh, mi eno mitzuve v'oseh. Okay, so leave Baltosif alone now. If we're going, and coming back to women, if there is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama that women do take upon themselves, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, like we learned here in Lamed Ches, that mochim bom, we do stop them, it is not necessarily because of Baltosif. Okay, it is because of other tangential reasons, which we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, the guf noki. Right? And we'll go through every single one of them, and you'll see where we stop them, there may be, you always have to look for another tangential reason over there. You say?
No. Apparently, Rav Moshe Berurah feels only about tefillin that. But other mitzvahs is all right.
Because there's another reason, but different reasons. Not because they're not allowed to take upon themselves the mitzvah. You're allowed. You're allowed. Just like a sumo woman is allowed to go ahead and do mitzvah saseh shazman grama. You can. It is not baltosif. But if I stop you for one or another reason, it's because of other problems that I have. Not that you're not, you cannot learn from that women aren't allowed to go ahead and accept it upon themselves.
So Mishnah Berurah feels only about film that because goof noki.
Not
about Esrei Yom Lulav, it's all right.
It's okay.
And to sit in the sukkah if they want, it gives them the raise.
That's correct.
With the bracha even.
That's correct. What? With the bracha according to Rabbi
Natan.
According to Rambam, Sfardiyot don't make brachas till today.
They don't.
Till today. They don't make brachas. V'im b'makom shepotur, says Tosis. If in a case where you don't have to do a mitzvah v'oseh, and nonetheless you do it, if we would say is osur levarech, you cannot go ahead and make a bracha. In Cain, amai ka'oma, dahava ovid yomotova. Why did Rabbi Yosef, the blind one, say that he made a yomtiv, that he was so happy with doing it? If he was if we say that a person who is potter, who does a mitzvah, is nonetheless not going to make a bracha, then what kind of schar does he have? He cannot make any brachos, and what is he going to lose? Mea brachos b'chol yom, right? Mo Hashem elokecha doresh meimach. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you, Jews? Nothing. Al tikrei mo elomea. Say 100 brachas. Either say it or answer amen. That's all I'm asking of you. 100 times you should say Baruch Atah Hashem a day. No, if he couldn't do this, if we're going to hold that one who is potter is not allowed to make a bracha, how can he go ahead and make a yomtiv for all the mitzvahs that he did, she'eino mitzvah, that he took upon himself voluntarily? He couldn't have made brachas. For that you would make a yomtiv. For that he'd make a yom avelus. It would have brought him to melancholy. It would have brought him to deep depression over the fact that he lost his sight in the midst of an illness, as the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. Okay? So we have to conclude, says Rabbeinu Tam and tells us, that in all cases where you do a mitzvah, which you're not required to do, such as mitzvah sasei shehazman gromo, noshim still do it, even though they're not required, is shem avochos. And the sumo also, obviously, is not required, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. Nonetheless, you go ahead and you make a bracha.
And cotton.
And you can say, asher kishonim v'sasov
v'tzivon. And cotton.
Now, cotton does it. Cotton does it for other reasons. That's the chinuch. It's a din of chinuch. Chinuch
l'mitzvos. But it's not required. It's not his potu also. It's also potu.
Okay. Yeah.
But can make a bracha?
Big question. It's entirely, entirely different situation.
A cotton is potu. You will notice.
You will remember carefully in the Rambam that we opened, I recall for you, he says Noshim, Avodim, and Ketanim.
Yeah, it doesn't mention,
okay?
It doesn't mention.
And it only says that Noshim and Avodim have a similar status.
I understand that. I heard
Shote Lahalocha, listen to me carefully. Shote Lahalocha, which up until the 1980s, most of us who learned, not most, if not almost all of us who learned, didn't really know what a Shote was. Shote is some mental retard. Okay? Talk about mental retardation, so you look at me. That's all finished. I'm a chuyuv to make brachas. But you know where it comes? You know where the problem comes up today? Halacha l'maaseh? What do you do in Daughters of Miriam where you have Alzheimer's? Okay? You have a husband who has Alzheimer's. Watch this. But Kiddush, he knows how to say. He does know how to say. He's lucid at a lucid moment when he has to say Kiddush. And his wife is entirely well. No problems whatsoever. So she's mechuyev in Kiddush. Okay? Can he be motzi her? Alzheimer's is considered to be a shote. What do you do with someone with Alzheimer's who has to give a get? If you're not lucid, you cannot give a get.
He was married.
I'm not concerned about him. I'm concerned about her being an aguna.
Can a shota get married?
No.
There's no das there.
There's no das.
There is no cognitive volition. He was married and he was well. And he contracted also.
If he becomes shota while he's married,
the problem. What do you
does
do?
The status
no,
change at all?
No,
that
the marriage is still good because at the time of the marriage,
right, that marriage was valid. Yeah.
So why should it change? The contract was signed.
But if he were to die,
the contract was signed.
If he were to die,
the contract was signed.
I hear you.
No, okay.
I know.
Oh, no,
if he were to die,
no.
But he's married. Then the woman, without going through any get or anything, is automatically released from this.
Because he's
morning, because he doesn't exist anymore.
Right. So maybe when he's shochet, he's spiritually not existent anymore.
It would be very easy to say that. And Elama, listen to me carefully. This is a ma'as of a chol yom. It's a ma'as of a chol yom to get. Unlike the Kiddush. The halacha in get is that since we will do almost anything to get an aguna, her get, we paskin that when he has lucid moments, that's when we write the get. We start to write the get when he's lucid, and all of a sudden we see that he lapses into his abysmal, shadowy valley of this death, this living death called Shota, Alzheimer's. Get this puzzle. Tear it up.
Start all over again.
And again. Ad mea gittin, until we get it. Okay? If you want to share a real life case, talk to Rav Cohn. When he co-opted the efforts of Henkin Zatzal to sit at a get of such a person who was truly mentally deranged, probably Alzheimer's, was not identified as Alzheimer's, but he'd lapse into his non-lucidity and then come and become lucid. And they had to go over and over and over. I don't recall, he told me many, many years ago, how many hours of a procedure it was until this get was gotten out of him. Okay? So, you see what mitzvah saseh shehazman gromo does. It creates all kinds of exciting machlokas between the Rambam and Sfaradim on the one hand, practically today, and Ashkenazim and Rabbeinu Tam on the other hand. And now we have to continue. Now we have to pick away at every mitzvah.